and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week. Did Jesus desire mercy or sacrifice? Did Jesus desire mercy or sacrifice? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you got to go to work or you got to run around and you would still like to listen to the show as it is happening, you can. Just podcast it, but still listen on your phone, walking, running, whatever you're doing. Listen live on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Happy Men's History Month, by the way. Happy Men's History Month. And so the assignment for the men for the whole month of August, Men's History Month, don't be angry with anyone, and especially your woman. Don't argue, don't be angry for 1 month. And then if you want to go back to your mess, you can. But for 1 month, just catch those waves of pains and do nothing. All right? The assignment for 1 month only. Don't forget to like these videos. Like the videos. Ring the bell, subscribe, and all that. Today is Thursday again already. And Thursday is amazing for more reasons than one. But one of the reasons is that we get a number of people who are like into the Word, into the Bible. In the beginning, they say, what's the Word? So they're really into the Bible. They even say that the Bible is inflatable. And so they're really, really into it. I had a young lady call me yesterday, and she had her Bible. And it's normally, during the regular week, it's hard to communicate with Bible thumpers because we don't have as much time. But Thursdays, we take all calls. But Thursdays, all 3 hours have been set aside to really work with the Bible thumpers because they're so intellectual. They got these words in their heads. And all they think about It's the words. And they have no meaning, but just words. So we want to take time with the Bible Thumper because we love the Bible Thumper. And as a result, Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Pastor, what's going on?
There's a pastor.
Be seated. What's going on?
Of a Baptist church. He wants the Holy Ghost. He's ready to have a new congregation. Whoa! He's ready to see the Holy Ghost move.
Amazing Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, Lord. Anchor Baby. Anchor Baby is sitting there for the hate report as far as the super chats and the hate news. Hake is not here today again. Why do people, I was wondering this morning, why do people take vacations? Well, why do you take vacations?
To not work. To enjoy some time off. I don't really vacation, though.
But why do people take vacations?
For the to do something that's not work.
What?
To do something that's not work. To escape.
Oh, to do something that's not work.
Right, to escape work.
Have you ever taken a vacation?
Yeah.
And why did you take one?
Because my boss gave it to me. Yeah, he's like...
That's all the reason.
Pretty much. I don't think I've ever gone to my boss and been like... Well, no, I have. I've been like, I need this day off or whatever for whatever reason, but... yeah, that's the reason, because my boss said it. Because it's like, this is... Christmas time or otherwise break. See you when you come back.
Derek said, people take vacations to rest, lower their stress, lower stress, prevent burnouts, and improve physical and mental health. What the?
That kind of depresses me hearing that.
I know.
Not,
well, he's right about that, though. But it is depressing. To hear. That's from my producer. You black. Derek. What I realize, people take vacations because they're unable to stay home and be completely happy. I notice that people cannot stay home and be completely happy. They got to go somewhere and spend all that money and time, and then when they come back, They're still stressed and worried, and they say, oh, I gotta go back to work Monday. I feel tired than I did before I went on vacation. And so they go on vacation too because they cannot be completely happy with staying home.
I think you're right. That's why it depressed me to hear what Derek was saying, because yeah. It sounded like a desperate person.
It is.
It didn't sound like a relaxed person going on their relaxed vacation, how people would describe a vacation, my time off, my time to rest. It sounds like a week or two of that will not, it sounds so deep and evil that a week or two is not going to help you if you need it that badly.
What a mess. Most people cannot, 99.9, not all, cannot live alone. They can't be alone. They cannot be alone. What a mess, huh? It is a spiritual battle. I was just, and the reason I thought about that, because I was talking to some people, a couple, and a bunch of them went on a vacation. And when they got back, they were as tired as they were before they went on a vacation. And they were regretting that Monday was their return back to work. I'm like, what the? And I realized they can't be alone. They can't stay home and be completely happy. Amazing.
Huh? I think that's true, like, yeah. 90% of the time. 99.
Amazing. It is a battle between good and evil. Really, evil fights its own battle because evil cannot defeat good at all. It has no authority. It just makes you think that it does. It has already lost. What a mess. So, in all my bone days, in all my bone days, I have never seen such an outward battle going on between men and women, period. It is the one thing I've noticed, there is no love between men and women at all, including their mamas. And one of the reasons that, a couple of reasons, number one, women had was given the right to vote. Big mistake. Real big mistake. Number two, women were allowed, unless you have to go to work, you ain't got, you don't have a husband, then you have to go to work. But women were allowed to go to work, even if they have children. And women are now being put in the forefront of men. And so that order of perfect love is totally broken. And nothing is going to work in relationships between men and women ever until somebody, one person or two people, return to the order of God and Christ, Christ and man, man over woman, woman over children. And I've noticed that women don't love the man's children anymore either. They have no love, zero love for children at all. They will lie and say they do, but they really don't. Because when you look at how they dump their children off at daycare centers or baby services, or they even make their jobs get them babysitting service at work because they hate their children, and the children don't fulfill their egos. They don't tell them how wonderful they are, the mothers. And so it's a mess. And according to the report, when men and women do get together, the women are divorcing the men even more so than men divorcing women today. And the interesting thing about this situation, you have women in leadership role in our country, all over the country now. You see it everywhere. And in every area, check it out, prove me wrong. And I don't mind, I want to be proven wrong. I wish that it was wrong. But prove me wrong. Every area where women are in leadership, there's nothing but chaos and confusion. It's just, everything about it is out of control. Example, and I give you several examples. Number one, in the homes where men are not there to guide the women and how to raise the children, how the men are not there to protect the children from the spirit of the mother until the mother starts to overcome her, that evil spirit. If you notice, all children grow up angry, emotional, and out of control, the boys and the girls, because the fathers are no longer there to protect his children from her, and she just dump all her aggression on the children, recreating them in her image. And even if the father's there, and if his wife is not obeying him, you have the same situation. The kids will grow up emotional. They lose their innocence in the home. So when the father's not there in the right way. Number two, in the school educational system, where there's first grade, kindergarten, I think they put the kids in school now as soon as they pop out of the womb. But in the schools, from all through lower education to higher education, where women are in leadership, principals and so-called vice principals and administration leaders, the whole school's falling apart, is out of control. Nothing is working. And they even, I heard a report, I didn't hear the entire report, so I don't have the whole story. In some of the universities, they're not even requiring that the student make grades anymore. They said that you either pass or didn't, but you don't have to make grades, something like that, because women are running it. Women are running. In the churches, females are preachers. The men have allowed the female to become preachers in the churches. And the churches are weak and pathetic, fighting, all kinds of stuff going on. In the workforce, wherever women are bosses and work for, not only are they fighting with the men, they're also fighting with the women as well, the working women, the workers, regular workers. In the news reporting, in the weather reporting, mostly female, all confusion. And only because it's not going to work, it's not the law of God that women should be in leadership. It's the weakness of the men that they're allowing these women to. They're putting these women into leadership role, and they're afraid to tell the woman, no. No, even with the military, before the Great White Hope became the leader of the military, Donald Trump, the Great White Hope, Donald Trump, women were leading in the military, and the military were weak and out of control. And our enemies around the world were laughing at the American military because women and drag queens and things like that were leading it, and it was a mess. The order is, don't be mad at me. I'm just telling you what has happened, and it wasn't that way when I was growing up. And as a result, America was amazing when men led the way. In government, look how weak the government is now. They'll put women in leadership in government. And if you don't know by now, you would never, ever, ever know. It's not going to work. It can't work. It won't work because you're breaking the laws, the spiritual laws of the Father. Any man that is moving to a woman home, you break the law, you suffer. Because a man is not supposed to move in with a woman. She's supposed to come into his world. He is not supposed to go into her world because her world is all hell, is evil. You're supposed to bring her out of her hell into your heaven. It's amazing. And when men marry older women, the men and the women suffer greatly. I've counseled with so many men who either live with or got involved with or married to older women, and they're in grief, pain. It's not working. And it's bad for the woman, too, when she marries a man or date or live with a man that's younger than her because she doesn't have anyone to lead her. And she's angry about that. Even though she hate and love the control she has over the man, but she prefer a man that can lead her, that has no fear but has love. Amazing, huh? Grandpa, now do you believe me? When I say my country is gone, you've changed the order. they're having a so-called discussion because women are in leadership role. They're now having a discussion about men playing in women's sport. Everybody know, what is a man or what is a woman? Everybody know that, but they have discussions about it like it's real discussion. The world gone crazy. Earth is not heaven, and man is not God. The campuses like UCLA and UC Berkeley will not look at SATs or ACT scores when deciding who to admit. Remain in test-free through at least the fall of 2027 enrollment period. That's from the University of California. See? It's not going to work except you follow the law of loving God first, along with nobody else or nothing else. Have only one God. You can't have your ideas and your plans and your strength and your this and that and think that you're putting God first. You're not. If you want to gain the world, you got to lose the world. You got to lose all your ideas and all of your plans. You got to let them go. You got to die from them completely. Die from your plans and your ideas and your wants and your this, which is all ego anyway. It has nothing to do with God or you, really. It creates a false you. Bloomberg is reporting that the University of California professors are now asking the school to reinstate the SAT for admissions because their students are unable to do high school level work. Amazing. Earth is not heaven. I've said 100,000 many more times, human beings don't love one another. Husbands and wives don't love one another. Friends don't love one another. Family members don't love one another. Workers don't love one another. There is no love. The Washington Post is reporting that this so-called Representative Cortez, a Democrat from New York, has reportedly split from her, quote-unquote, long-time fiancé. A guy by the name of Riley Roberts. And according to the report, they were together for 10 years, more than 10 years. This is from the Washington Examiner.
Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has split from longtime fiancé Riley Roberts, ending their decade-plus relationship and 2022 engagement. According to PUC News correspondent Leanne Coldwell, the couple broke up about 2 years ago and called off their engagement. Coldwell reported the split Tuesday on X amid questions about why Ocasio-Cortez had not married Roberts. The news comes as Ocasio-Cortez has publicly documented her decision to freeze her eggs, calling the process very daunting. Ocasio-Cortez and Roberts, a web developer, met at Boston University and dated for years before Roberts proposed during a trip to Puerto Rico. Ocasio-Cortez remains a possible 2028 Democratic presidential candidate and has said she hasn't ruled out a bid.
That man better, if this is true, that man better be happy. He better be counting his blessing. He better be counting his blessing, naming them one by one that this relationship is over, if it's true, it's over. And, because one thing for sure, and without a doubt, educated women do not make for good wives and mothers. And this woman is on a real trip. She want to be like a representative. How will she ever be a good mother and a good wife? And now they're saying that, I don't know if that's what she want or not, that she's thinking about running for president. How in the world will she ever make for a good wife or mother? He better be glad. If it is over, he should be throwing up both his hands and thanking God. He looked white, because I think she's Mexican or something. Right?
Yeah, he looks white. I'm pretty sure he is.
Isn't she Mexican? Cortez?
I think so. Isn't she? I think she's Puerto Rican or something.
She ain't white, that's for sure. Doesn't she think racism is this and white people are bad?
Yes.
So what's she doing with a white man?
He was the exception.
Is he like a white man that is not racist?
She doesn't think about that when they're together.
What a mess. RT.com is reporting that Cortez seemingly slammed her ex-fiancé as a loser. This is from X.
A lot of these people who pressure women into having kids at a young age or trying to create hysteria around being too old, etc. What they're trying to do is rush you into having a relationship with a loser. By a loser, I mean someone who doesn't respect women, someone who doesn't respect you, someone who doesn't treat you well, someone that doesn't support your growth.
I don't know if you're referring to him or not, but it's interesting. Where did women get this idea from that they need to be respected? Because they're a woman. Where did the idea come from? And now even the nasty, evil, wicked women think that you should respect them even when they're crazy. Where did that idea come? I really do want to know. I'm black and slow. Where did this idea come from? And I notice I hear it a lot from females, not just liberal, Democrat, atheist females, but I hear this from religious, so-called conservative, Republican females as well. What a setup, huh? And they think that they should be able to act any kind of way they want, and you should respect them, even in their craziness. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Earth is not heaven, and man is God, not God. Do you believe me now? Do you notice how evil, how darkness covers the earth? And have you noticed that anyone... There's not one exception, not one, male or female. Have you noticed that anyone with anger, resentment, emotions, that they are evil? They are the devil? Have you really, really noticed that? No, you haven't, because you haven't overcome anger yourself. You have not overcome yourself, so you don't see the darkness that covers the earth and that Satan is dwelling inside of human beings. And he causes them to justify anger. Tell them that Jesus was angry, so they are okay angry too. So according to House.gov, that gave Cortez is a Puerto Rican descent. I'll be right back to your phone calls and super chats. Check out my book, For Rage to Responsibility. I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone, and you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. There are women who are overcoming evil. They're forgiving their mothers and fathers, and they're working on themselves around the world. And time again, they tell me, Jesse, I just didn't know, they say. I didn't know how wicked I was. I didn't understand what was going on. And they're seeing it now for themselves. And I make that point because I want the ladies to know that you can overcome evil. And the men to know that you can overcome evil, but you gotta know yourself. Not because I said it or anyone else. Know thyself. Put your eyes on you from within. Live from within. And the light will shine, and you will see what's really going on. And it will blow your mind. Didn't I blow your mind this time? Didn't I? But you got to know, you got to see it for yourself. And no one can travel this spiritual journey with you. You can't bring anyone along. You can't hope anyone will come along. You cannot hope that someone else will want it. You can't want someone else to want the spiritual journey. You can't help nobody. Husband can't help wife spiritually. Wives cannot help husbands spiritually. This is something that you got to work on for yourself. So, announcement. There's no hate report today. Hake is out. He'll be back soon. Hake is out, but he's still working from his place. And he'll be fine. All right, don't worry. And the Anchor Baby is coming up at 11 a.m. The American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. Pacific time. The American Anchor Baby, from 11 to 1. And the American Anchor Baby is doing super chat shout-outs for Hake. He's doing the Hake News. He's putting together these videos. And prepare for the for the Anchor Baby show. I told you, he has the energy of God. He and Donald Trump are the two of the men on this earth who have the natural born given life energy from 11 to 1. And then, I don't know if you noticed, you can take that down now there, Kurt. I don't know if you noticed or not, the Anchor Baby was in with Bill yesterday on Punchin' TV. You can podcast Bill Punchy, PUNCHIE.TV. He does a brand new episode every Wednesday. The Anchor Baby had to sit in for Hake. What the? And then last but not least, we have a brand new episode this Friday, tomorrow, of Punchy, not Punchy, thefallenstate.tv. I talked with Savannah Craven. It was fun. It was amazing. And Savannah is a pro-life activist and the host of her Patriot Voice.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I'm proud to be an American. I love being an American. These radical ideas that the left is pushing, they hate America, and they have no idea how good they have it.
A lot of the protesters, they're out there protesting, and they don't know why.
People want to feel included, and they're not pushed to think and answer things for themselves, because there's nothing in our laws written that you can't be black, that you can't be a woman, and you can't be gay, or all three of those things.
TheFallenState.tv, and you can support The Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or Locals, Jesse Lee Peterson, peterson.locals.com. I want to give you one other quick example, and then I go to your calls and super chats, of what happens to women. And this is all women. It doesn't matter their religious status or non-religious status or whatever. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter the color. It doesn't matter what they have or don't have. It doesn't matter what type of job they have or don't have. A welfare female as opposed to a non-welfare female. When the fathers are not guiding the mothers into how to raise the children, as I said, the kids go out of control. When you put women in leadership role, or when a woman is left to herself, she completely goes out of control. NBC News has reported so-called celebrities are opening up publicly about their divorces in an attempt to change the narrative on divorce. Remember, in the Word, it says that because you listen to the woman, you will suffer. But they want to change the narrative, according to this report, on divorces or on divorce. Now, a new trend is spreading on social media called the hot summer. Divorce summer.
From Drew Barrymore.
Divorce took me years to get over.
To J-Lo.
I had to stop everything, and I took a year off. I canceled tours.
Jessica Alba, Kim Kardashian, and more, all opening up about divorce, helping to prompt a shift in culture and a new trend.
The hot divorcee summer.
The wedding bands are coming off, and hot divorcee summer is heating up.
I wanted to look like I belong on a yacht.
Comedian and writer Taddy McLeod believes she helped spark the trend with this cheeky take of a glamorous divorcee.
Are you responsible for the phrase hot divorcee summer?
I believe I am, yes.
It's inspiring people to go out, get those long dresses, wide-brimmed hats, and oversized sunglasses, and channel their inner Jennifer Coolidge from The White Lotus.
I'm in desperate need of a massage.
Emily Ratajkowski was definitely one that stuck out to me. She got the divorce ring, and because of her, I also was empowered and influenced to get my own divorce ring.
After her divorce, 39-year-old Ivanka de Koning moved back in with her old college roommate, who also was recently single.
Rings and diamonds shouldn't be representative of like a love story. It can be more of like you're marrying yourself.
She even threw herself a divorce party filled with champagne and caviar, an event that's become more common, according to Evite, who told us, quote, the steady rise in divorce parties shows a massive cultural shift in how we handle major life transitions.
Amazing. See how lost these women are? They're so shallow and ego-driven. There's no way whomever married those females, those men were blind. Do those women look like they were made for a good wife or mother? Do they even look that way? They look like eagle lost females. They're lost. And the ladies that are overcoming that, they didn't see it at first either, but once they forgave and returned back to their fathers, they realized, you know, wow, I had no idea. But they knew that other women were nasty. They knew that there's nothing worse than an angry female, but they didn't understand. You can overcome, ladies. They are being influenced. These females are being influenced by so-called celebrity. Can it get any sadder than that? They don't even have their own lives because they didn't have a father who protected them from their mothers when they were children. They only have hate. Mothers do not have love. They only have hate. There's no such thing as a good mother. It doesn't exist anywhere on the planet. This is Bible Thumper Thursday. And according to Proverbs 21:9, Proverbs 21:9 says it's better to dwell in a corner on a housetop. It's better to dwell in a corner on a housetop than in a house shared with a contentious woman. Isn't that amazing? But you're falling for a lie. Oh, you gotta respect the woman. Women must be respected. You were respecting the devil. Shout out. You gotta love all people, male and female. Not with your love, because human beings don't have love, period. Love comes from above. And you can only love one another when you love what's right first. Not along with your screwed up mind, your screwed up ideas, your screwed up emotions, or anything. An emotional person do not have love. This I promise you. One last, so I read that, you know what? It's better to live on a house in the corner of a housetop than in a home, in the house, in the home with a contentious woman. Now, that's from the word. And y'all said the word is infallible. I didn't say that. Y'all said it. So is the Bible right about that? Christian ladies, Catholic ladies, Orthodox ladies, atheist females, educated women, conservative, liberal women. Is the Bible right about that? Or is the Bible wrong? It's in the Word. One other example. I want you to see what happens when a woman has to struggle with a moving car, as opposed to the way a man deal with a moving car, from Instagram. This woman car's moving, she's trying to catch a hold of it. He's going across the road. She can't stop it. She can't get in it, and she can't, look at her. She just fell, and the car still got over to the ditch. Here's how a man does it. I rest my case. For those who can't see it, the man just, the car was going by itself. The man just ran over to it, opened the door, and jumped in. Or if the door was already open, he just ran to it. The woman struggling, falling over, can't, trying to pull it back, and she still didn't get it. Because you listen to the woman, including your mama, you suffer. 888-7753-773. Let me go to first time caller out of Illinois. Bobby out of Illinois. Bobby, you are on the air.
Hello, sir. How are you?
All is well, Bobby.
It's wonderful to actually talk to you.
Thank you.
Can you hear me okay?
No, I don't hear you asking me, could I hear you okay? And I didn't hear you saying it's wonderful talking to me. I can't hear.
Oh, I don't know what the problem is.
Me either. I don't know what the problem is. Hands up, I can't breathe.
That's hilarious. Oh, so you can't hear me?
No, of course, Bobby. Absolutely.
Okay. I won't take much of your time up. I just wanted to say that I've never heard you say a single thing that I have disagreed with.
That's amazing.
I was hoping you'd say that. that is wonderful. But my wife says to me all the time, she says, you ought to call Jesse Lee Peterson. I said, oh, the line's got to be held up so long, I'll never get through.
Always have a wait and see about everything.
Hey, that's the truth.
Yeah.
But like I said, I won't take much of your time. I just wanted to say how much I admire you. And my wife and I, we watch you all the time, and we just get a kick out of you. We think you're the best.
Shout out to your wife, Bobby.
Thank you so much, sir.
Have you gone and forgiven your mother? Let me know.
I did a long time ago. She died in 1990.
Oh, okay. And how about your father?
He died in 93. Yes, I've long forgiven both of them.
Okay. Amazing.
Oh, you're wonderful. please, please keep on doing what you're doing. And you're just the best.
Thank you, Bobby. I appreciate it. And you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And happy Men's History Month.
Absolutely. And you have a wonderful, wonderful evening.
You too, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Men and women are waking up. Bobby and his wife. And when you're children, you don't realize what your mother is doing to you or your grandmother. Some, especially blacks, are raised by their grandmothers, and Mexicans in some cases. They destroy your innocence, and then they blame it on the father. Or they blame you. And it's only because they can't see for themselves, so that's why you got to forgive. They did the best they could. They just couldn't see because the same thing that they're doing to you happened to them. Josh is out of Georgia. Georgia, oh my. Josh, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Josh. How you?
Doing fine, man. I got a Men's History moment for you.
Amazing. Let me have it.
All right. It's going to be this guy named Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, and he had a poem called The Village Blacksmith. And to sum it up, that poem is just about how society really revolves around men who work with their hands and just kind of figure things out, yeah. You know, as they go. And it's like, I recognize that our school, the way I was raised, kind of like how you were talking about vacation at the beginning of the show, they raised us to take vacations in school with summer vacation, winter vacation, spring break vacation, Thanksgiving vacation. And that's how we're taught to, like, work for people. And, like, the blue-collar jobs, they taught us to that's for, like, ex-prisoners and Mexican illegal immigrants. They said let the Mexicans do all that, lower-class people, you know. But that's with all the best. That's what that poem is about. It's about a village blacksmith and how the kids of the village, they come watch him do his blacksmith work, and he just makes a way and solves problems and makes himself indispensable.
That's from the good old days. What was his name again?
Henry Wadsworth Longfellow.
Was he an Indian?
No, he was a white guy.
Well, why is his name Longfellow?
I don't know, but you remember your old producer did a whole thing on him. Sean, your ex-producer, Sean, he did a whole segment on him a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, about his poetry and his style of writing and all that.
And a white man named Longfeather?
Longfellow?
What?
Longfeather or Longfellow?
Longfellow. Fellow.
Oh, I thought you said Longfeather.
Oh, no.
I was about to say.
Yeah, no, this is an Anglo. This is an English Anglo guy, I believe.
When you said Longfeather, immediately Cherokee came to my mind.
Cherokee, yeah.
My father married us a Cherokee. Well, right on. And so Sean did a thing on him before.
Yeah. Y'all brought him up on the show, and that's my favorite poem from him is The Village Blacksmith.
Right on. I'm going to have to re-educate myself about it. I don't even remember Sean did it.
Right. That. Yeah, but it's a famous poem. And
amazing.
Yeah, people know it. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that, man. Here's the moment. Thank you.
All right. And I was going to answer the biblical question as well, man.
I'm sorry?
I said I was going to answer that biblical question as well.
Did Jesus desire mercy? Mercy, mercy, my Lord, mercy, or sacrifice?
I'd say he desired neither.
Okay. And why do you say that?
I just see it as he was just one with his father, and the God was working through him to do what he did. And he ended up, you know, defeating death. And yeah, we got mercy out of it. And he is the sacrificial lamb. So, but I don't think he desired it. You know, that seems like, you know, he was just doing what his dad wanted him to do.
So he didn't desire, according to you, he did not desire mercy or sacrifice.
No, he had no desires, no wants.
Thank you, Josh. I got to take a break. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. And thank you for that man history moment.
Okay, no problem. Thank you, man.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I got to take a break. Two more hours to go. Hate news with the Anchor Baby. I'll be back in a moment. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Hey.
An excellent first hour of Bible Thumper Thursday with Jesse Lee Peterson. Coming right back to the second hour. Don't go anywhere. A little bit of news from around the country. Going to Indiana here briefly. You may have heard of these floods. Let's take a look at Indiana. Catastrophic flooding has hit eastern Indiana, with some areas seeing a once-in-a-thousand-year deluge. Heavy storms dumped more than 11 inches of rain on Newcastle in just 32 hours. Radar estimates show up to 14 or 15 inches in parts of western Wayne County. It's more than a full month's rain in a single day for many spots. The National Weather Service called conditions life-threatening, issuing a rare flash flood emergencies for multiple counties, including Wayne, Fayette, Henry, and Franklin. In Cambridge City, water reached the roofs of homes and submerged cars. Residents described watching fences float past their windows. First responders used boats to pull people from flooded streets, including one man who clung to a utility pole waiting for rescue. In Connersville and Laurel, more than two dozen people were evacuated overnight at the Whitewater as the Whitewater River approached a crest of 23 feet, nearly 10 feet above flood stage. About 30 homes, a grocery store, and an apartment building remain underwater there. Interstate 70 was closed near Centerville after the pavement buckled, and dozens of state and local roads remain impassable. Nearly 275,000 customers are still without power across Indiana. River flooding is expected to continue through the weekend on the White River, Big Blue River, and others. More heavy rain is possible today and into Friday, keeping the flood risk elevated across the Midwest. Officials are urging residents to avoid flooded roads and heed evacuation orders. And the scenes look pretty wild. I didn't even know that was happening in Indiana. So wishing you all well over there with the chaos, as some are handling the chaos in the prisons. Death penalty news with reports on this novel. Three people are scheduled to be executed in the United States today. The first time the country has carried out three executions on a single day since 2010. The men here, Anthony Daryl Hines, 66, set to die by lethal injection in Tennessee. Jeremy Williams, 41, faces the same fate in Alabama. And 71-year-old Carlos Rodriguez, scheduled for execution in Oklahoma. Officials call the timing a scheduling coincidence. It comes just weeks after Florida executed two people on the same day. Another rare event. Executions apparently are on the rise, driven largely by a handful of states in the South and Southwest. 2025, 11 states put 47 people to death, the highest annual total since 2009. 19 people have already been executed in 2026. By the end of today, that number is expected to reach 22. The death penalty remains legal at the federal level and in 27 states, though four of those have imposed moratoriums. President Trump's administration has made expanding capital punishment a priority, including directing the Justice Department to pursue it more aggressively and authorizing the use of firing squads. Imagine that. That stands in sharp contrast to the Biden administration, which halted federal executions and commuted 37 death sentences to life in prison. Critics argue the death penalty constitutes a cruel and unusual punishment. Note racial disparities in the sentencing and warn of the risks of executing an innocent person. Yet public support is growing. I wonder why. A recent Pew Research survey found 66% of those Americans now favor the death penalty for those convicted of murder. Imagine that, a violent people, or call it a desperate people. But ICE in Virginia is claiming that a woman tried to drive a car into them yet again. A new video circulating of an ICE agent pointing a gun at a Virginia woman during a tense confrontation in a Falls Church parking lot. Monday afternoon, Carlos Molina, 36-year-old U.S. citizen, was dropping off business cards at immigration law offices when she spotted ICE agents detaining two men. From her car, she yelled insults at the agents. According to her dash cam and footage, agents boxed her in. The agent can be heard saying, "Stop playing, we'll arrest you." and it turned into the mess you may have seen. More news in the next hour, but for now, let's go back to Jesse Lee Peterson, Hour 2, Bible Thumper Thursday.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373, 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week is a doozy. Did Jesus desire mercy or sacrifice? Did Jesus desire mercy or sacrifice? Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you just got to go and do whatever it is you got to do, but you still want to listen to the show, you can by calling the listen line on your phone at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Thursday. And every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
All right, brother. Are you ready? He's drunk as a badger. Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
Fire. He's on fire. He's on fire. Obama is on fire. Remember that lady singing that song about Obama? When Obama was the president. Obama's on something. I think she was singing Obama's on fire. I may have it wrong.
I think you're right.
He's on fire. Amazing. A spiritual battle. Super, super, super.
Oh, super chat.
Super chat.
My bad. I was listening to Alicia Keys sing Obama's on fire.
Oh, she did say it.
Yeah.
He's on fire.
What a mess.
But he's on fire. Obama's on fire. Why should I sing that about Trump?
Sound like him.
She should be singing, Donald Trump is on fire. Let me see what he has to say today.
From this day forward, it's going to be only America First.
amazing. The great white hope. Some people call him amazing. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. What's the name of that sea that's obeying him right now? With the oil.
The Strait of Hormuz?
See, I rest my case. Some people call him king. And they hold rallies around the world worshiping Donald Trump, the king. And some people call him daddy. And they say, daddy is home. I call him the great white hope. He's on fire. He's on fire. Her name
isn't that bad.
What?
You know, you don't want Obama on fire.
Where is Obama now?
Or anyone. Well, how about some super chats?
Super.
How about a couple of super chats? Games for Rec just claimed a 1 month bronze tier subscription over there on Pills. Shout out to you.
Right on. Shout out. Thank you. I appreciate it.
And Gino45 got himself one of those, or herself one of those too.
Thank you, Gino.
Right on.
Amazing. Thank you all.
King Alpha Nerd with a coffee says, King Alpha Nerd here again. Anchor Baby stepping in. Thanks, Nick. Speaking of vacation, did you hear about Trump's press secretary stepping down because she wants to spend more time with her kids? What do you think about that, Jesse? Should she have taken the job in the first place knowing she had kids?
No. Not at all knowing she had kids. It's all ego. What? Amazing. I wish her well. Thank you.
Commander Kim with a rumble rant says, working moms is one of the worst things to ever happen to this country.
I rest my case. Working 9 to 5, trying to make a living. Amazing. Thank you. I agree.
Popcorn Stump Keg with a coffee says, Jesse, you've said a few times that you are in favor of going back to segregation. Is that right?
100%. Integration does not, is not, will not, cannot, not, ain't going to work.
He says, are you talking about segregation by law?
Meaning force people to be segregated?
I guess.
I don't understand the question.
I guess that's what Popcorn Stump Keg is asking. Are you talking about segregation by law? I mean, what other segregation? I guess we just do it like ourselves without the government telling us?
Right. Just leave us alone. Leave human beings alone. And let human beings decide who they want to play with or not. Leave that up to them. You can't pass law and say, you gotta let me live in your neighborhood. You gotta let me work at your job, your business, and all that mess. It has not worked. Americans are more divided as a result of forced integration than any other thing in the history of America. It doesn't work. Almost 80 years have gone by, and the blacks are further, and the whites are further apart now than ever they were before the so-called segregation mess. What a mess! Thank you.
Popcorn Stump Keg asks,
ask.
You said that you wouldn't live in an all-black neighborhood, so how would that work?
What?
Popcorn Thumps Keg asks, you've said that you wouldn't live in an all-black neighborhood, so how would that work?
How would what work?
Segregation.
I don't understand.
Well, they're asking about your support for segregating.
No force integration.
And now they ask, since you wouldn't live in an all-black neighborhood, how would segregation work? Because it sounds like you would be forced to live in an all-black neighborhood.
No, I live wherever I want to live. I won't be forced to live anywhere.
Nice. Popcorns, you should call or ask Jesse about the segregation by law thing and clear that up.
Yeah, because what's his name?
Popcorn Stump Keg.
Popcorn Thump Keg, right?
Keg.
Your question's not clear. I don't know. I'm black and slow, so it could be me and not you. I just don't understand the question. So make it clear either by calling me, 888-77-JESSE, or make it clear on your super chat. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Ace Sneed says,
do you understand what you're asking?
Yeah, they're saying if we were to segregate, which would mean all the blacks go with the blacks, the whites go with the whites, and you said you wouldn't live in an all-black neighborhood, how would that work? But you're saying that, but Popcorn is kind of assuming a little bit by saying that segregation would also be forced. Was before when the races were separate, was that like, was there a law for that, or is that just how people were?
It was kind of the way people were, I guess.
I don't know. There may have been a law, but that's what Popcorn Stumpcake was asking.
Okay.
In your version, you're just allowed to be with whoever you want.
Right.
And that includes.
You don't have a law that says you can or can't. And let the people decide. Before the so-called civil rights movement, which was the worst thing that ever happened to the blacks, other than abortion, the black areas were just as safe and decent and clean, and there were no gang members or killing or anything, because blacks were forced to take care of themselves, and so they kept their areas as nice as white areas, or nicer in some cases. Consider Tuskegee, Alabama. I mean, it was as beautiful as any white area. Homes were well kept, beautiful homes by black people in those days. So it's the segregation, forced integration that screwed everything up. Amazing.
Ace Sneed with a super chat says, if the Bible is not infallible and the law is written in our hearts, then why do claim we wouldn't have Christianity without the so-called Jews?
I'm sorry?
If the Bible is not infallible.
I want somebody to show me that the Bible is infallible. I'm not going to reject it or accept it, but I want the proof that whoever's listening right now, preacher, a saint, there are people who think saints are real. So a saint or Muslim, Allah Abah, or Jehovah's Witness, whomever, I want you to call me up at 888-77-JESSE and prove to me that the Bible is infallible. But go ahead.
So again, Ace Need is saying if it's not infallible, the Bible is not infallible, like you say, and the law is written in our hearts, then why do you claim we wouldn't have Christianity without the so-called Jews?
I don't understand how that relates to anything.
Yeah, wait, I'm trying to make sense of it.
What the?
I mean, you say that because of
Christ.
The history, and Christ was Jewish, and
right.
That's it. So,
but I don't understand what he's saying. Oh, she.
If the Bible's not infallible and the law is written in our hearts, then why do you claim we wouldn't? Because of Jesus being a Jew and that, like, that evolution or whatever. That's why you say that. I'm trying to help you out.
I want to know AC.
Ace Sneed.
I want to know where to prove that the Bible is infallible. Really, I really want, I'm black and slow. I really want to know. I want to know, have you ever seen the rain coming down on me? Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Riley with the super chat, a little guy flying like a superhero. Very nice. SLP with faith says mercy. Oh, I think he's answering the biblical question.
Oh, okay. Did Jesus desire mercy or sacrifice?
They say mercy, so he became a sacrifice. Thanks, Jesus.
Okay, thank you. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate that.
Taylor, who's a member for 2 months, has a message, says, I hope NIT is getting double pay for covering Hake's shift this week.
I do, too.
I'm not really covering his shift.
I hope so, too. What the?
I hope so. Wait, hold on. That means we're going to stay hoping.
But he's not doing his shift. There's no Hake show at all. Amazing. Thank you, though. I appreciate you care about the anchor, baby. Oh, he is a hard worker, that's for sure.
Nikki with a coffee says, all women sound the same. I want this, I want that, me, 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 and my feelings. And somehow they still have the audacity to think they're special.
Nikki?
That Nikki said that.
I rest my case. Well said, Nikki. Thank you. Amazing.
And one more here. I believe one more. And Heat with a coffee says, morning, half breed and company. I think that's you. Biblical question answer.
Did Jesus desire mercy or sacrifice?
And he spells out mercy. In fact, Jesus desired mercy so much that he offered himself a living sacrifice to bring the dead to life. In the Old Testament, sacrifices were offered up dead for the remission of sin. In the New Testament, Jesus offered himself a living sacrifice for the dead in sin.
Very interesting. Thank you. And I want to respond right now, but I got to wait. What the? Until Sunday. But thank you very, very much. I appreciate it.
Gregatron with the Super Chat says, tell Hake I said he's a beta.
Beta.
Good day.
So Hake is listening right now. Beta. What the, Hake? Thank you.
Nick Monty with a super chat says, hey, Jesse, how do you overcome laziness? I would like to work more often, but find myself just wasting time.
That's a really good question. You overcome laziness by not obeying the body. Just get up and do what you need to do, in spite of the body saying, no, I don't feel like it. I worked all day. I'm tired. Just don't give it to the body, and you'll be surprised what you get done. Amazing. I wish you well.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you. That's all for now.
Thank you all. Amazing. 8-7-7 Jesse, I appreciate your support, folks. Let me go to Joe out of Massachusetts. Joe, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Good morning.
Hey, Joe.
How you doing?
All is well.
Bible Thumper Thursday. I'm a Bible Thumper.
Are you?
Yes. I'm in the Word all the, whenever I get a day off, I'm in the Word.
And why?
It just brings me peace. I don't read it. I do it like you say. I read it not to remember it, not to understand it, but just to read it, to be in it, and to see how... the reason I called is two
quick
things. Let me
add, before you say your reason for calling... You said you read the Bible all day and blah, blah, blah. And I asked why. You said to bring you peace, right?
Yeah.
How does the Bible bring peace? It's just a book.
I know. What I do is I put it on audio on YouTube, and I'll put the Book of Daniel on. And I will just sit and listen to the Word, and I'll just... do my silent prayer as I'm listening to the Word, and it helps bring me peace. It calms me down. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
And
it calms you down?
It calms me down, but it enlightens me. I don't know how to say it. It shows me what has happened and what will happen and what God's intentions for this entire thing that's going on.
Oh, okay. So you don't read the Bible, you listen to it on auto file.
I listen to it on audio, and I sit and relax, and then I'll read it, and I go through it, and I highlight it.
What the?
It's crazy. That's kind of why I called today.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Yes.
You went to her?
Yes.
And what did you say to her, and what was her response?
I said exactly what you said. I said, Mom, I'm sorry for resenting you. I forgive you for recreating you, you know, your image in me. That's why I'm so emotional.
Yeah.
That's why I'm angry. That's why I get in and out of relationships. I'm out fighting with people. I'm drinking. I'm, you know, going nuts. And then I forgave my father. I said, you know, I forgive you for... not protecting me from my mother. And then 2 days later, they cut me off. And I haven't talked to them in 5 years.
Beautiful.
It's beautiful, Jesse. It really is.
Amazing.
It's the, It's the truth, period.
Yeah.
That's what God said. It's in the Bible what you say. But
it's in the Word.
It's in the Word.
I mean, but you call about something else. Go ahead.
Two quick things. One, in Genesis 39, the story of Joseph, to kind of go with the theme of today, he was seduced by his master's wife, and he said, how could I do anything so wicked and against and sin against God? And then she turned around and told a lie on him that he tried to rape her, and then Pharaoh put him in the dungeon.
Wow. Amazing.
And the second real quick is...
That's amazing, Joe.
Yeah, it's...
That's what's happening today when these men have to go to court and all that mess, and the judge always, maybe exception to the rule sometimes, go with the woman, even though she's lying.
100%, Jesse. All the way back in Genesis.
Yep.
It's right there. It's the same evil spirit. The second, real quick, the only thing I disagree with, I'm having a hard time, is Revelations.
Okay.
But I thought you would get a kick out of this. You know how AI and all this computer nonsense is happening, and they're saying it's, you know, going to give the mark of the beast if you bow to it. And ASI, artificial super intelligence, they're saying is going to be able to create a species, whatever, and one world currency and whatever. But they said this is how they're going to try to protect people from being hurt by it, is they're going to put the mother's spirit into the program.
They said that?
Yeah.
They said we're going to put the mother spirit into the program?
Exactly. You so, look it up. Because they're trying to figure out how to protect us.
So they want to destroy us or protect us?
That's what I'm saying. That's how real it is. That's how real Revelations is. It says it in Revelations. It talks about this robot and whatever. But I thought you'd get a kick out of it because they want to put the mother spirit, you know, mama protecting the baby and this and that, that kind of spirit into the program.
Well, so I had not heard that. Where'd you get that from? I've not heard anything like that. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I go down that rabbit hole. I watch all the ex-AI employees on the TED Talks.
Okay.
And they get into the company, and then they go, this is insane, I quit, and then they go out and speak.
What a mess. And Joe, that's amazing. I had not heard that. But I'm not surprised, though. As darkness covered the earth, you can expect the spirit of the female to become more pronounced and pronounced because it's evil, and the darkness does not want any light to get through at all. And that's why the darkness even use words as a weapon, because
100%.
It protects the darkness. Joe, you said that you disagree about Revelation with me?
I don't feel it is finished. Revelation has to come to, if you read, that's why I'm into the Bible, because if you see and you read Revelation, you see that the things that are happening today, like Trump can't get anything done in Iran, because in Revelations it says the North and the South leaders will never come to terms, and Trump is trying to get something signed, and then it doesn't get signed, and then he's going to get it signed, and it doesn't get signed, and he's got a bomb, and he's going to not bomb. It can't happen because the Prince of Persia, which is Satan, is hanging over that. It's all in the book, so that's the only thing.
Christ said that it was finished, it was done. You disagree with Christ?
No.
But he said it.
I know. He said his part when he was crucified, it's done.
What about Revelation that has not happened or is not happening right now?
I'm sorry, say that again?
What is it about Revelation that you expect to come rather than is already happening?
Oh, all of it. It's all happening right now before our eyes.
It only happened to the people who are lost.
Yeah.
So it's finished then.
Oh, meaning that you're saying that Jesus isn't going to come back.
He's already back inside of us.
okay, I see what you're saying. All right. Thank you, Jesse. Thank you.
Does that make sense?
I got you. It makes 100%. I got you. I see what you're saying now. Thank you.
Yeah, he's
back.
Yeah,
that was good. That was it. Yeah, he's already back in us.
Yeah.
I got you.
And so those who recognize and return to the Father will see that Christ, God, and the teacher are already with us, and we don't have to worry about what's happening on this earth because we are now living from a new reality of the kingdom of heaven within.
Absolutely. Amen.
Amazing.
Amazing, Jesse.
Stay with it, Joe. That's very, very interesting. I'm going to have my producer look into that, too, so we can report more about. They have said, according to you, they said they are putting a female spirit into AI.
Yes, into AI. They're going to program that motherly spirit into the program so that it won't hurt it. Because they put two robots in a room together. And at the end of the conversation, they're saying, we have to kill these people. You know, we can't let them go on. We can't let them survive because we're just so evil.
What a mess.
It's a mess, Jesse.
But you don't have to worry because you are the son and have returned to the Father, so you'll be fine.
God bless you.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks, Joe.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. Amazing. You know what else is amazing before I go back to the phones here? I have more proof that the world gone crazy and that evil is alive and well inside the minds and emotions of human beings. Anyone, whether you accept it or not, or believe it or not, it's totally up to you. I am not trying to convince you of anything. And I don't want anything. You have a right to call heaven, call hell heaven, your misery heaven. Do you know that emotional people call emotions heaven? They call hell heaven, and they love it. They literally love emotions. So-called good ones or bad ones, they're both the same, bad, right? Evil. But they love their misery. It is their life, they say. Have you ever tried to, or have you ever inflicted pain upon someone? Or have had pain inflicted upon you, whatever color you are, male or female? Did you notice that when you were doing that to others, you had a thrill from it? And did you notice that when it was being done to you, they had a thrill? And because you loved emotions, you even had the thrill when it's been done to you. You were angry. You were emotional. You felt good when they said, I love you. Or you felt bad when they said, I hate you. All thrills. And you call that life, and you call that good. My life, you say. You hurt me. You hurt my feeling. Everything is about I and me and mine. What you don't know, when I disappear, you will appear. Real life will appear. As long as there is a I, male or female, when there is an I, there will never be a you. And this I promise you, I have to disappear for there to be a me. 888-77-JESSE. I can't believe it's another break already. What the? I'll be right back. Break time. We'll be right back. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Jesse, J-E-S-S-E. Quick announcement. Number one, we put out this newsletter 3 times a year, and we just released one a couple weeks ago. It is amazing, and if you like a free copy of it, it's free, no charge. You can go to JesseLeePeterson.com. No, RebuildingTheMan.com/subscribe. RebuildingTheMan.com/subscribe and get a free copy of this amazing Bond newsletter. It really is amazing. And also, check out all of our merch. We have amazing merch. And every dime you spend on merch, not only is it making you look good, you're helping us to help others, because every dime goes back into doing the work that we are doing here. The silver coin, every dime we get, it goes back into the organization. The celebration of 250 years of America. The silver coin, nothing. Everybody want to invest in silver, right? And then the punchy coffee. Good. Punchy's coffee, my own coffee. It's so good, makes you want to holler. Throw up both your hands. And then the books, while you're having the coffees and looking at your beautiful silver coin, you'll be reading some amazing books. The antidote, which is only on that, what do you call that thing now?
Kindle now.
We have to do a reprint. Paperback reprint. And then the 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Finance, and Financial, Spiritual Family and Financial Success Guide. A little simple book. 7 steps only that you have to read. Now, you know you're lazy if you don't want to read 7 steps. And not only read them, but do them. And you could keep it in your pocket, guys and ladies, in your purse. The From Rage to Responsibility, my first book. Amazing. And then Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America. And yes, I will sign them to whomever you would like them. And then all the merch, the T-shirts and the mugs and all that. All right? And you can donate, too, while you're there. Alphamail, When She Cries, She Lies, Beta, Don't Be a Beta Male, all kinds of stuff. No Sex Before Marriage. Just everything. Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop, JesseLeePeterson.shop, or RebuildingTheMan.com/stores. All right? I appreciate it. So I want to give you another example of what's coming to America. It's already here. You can find this in New York and California and different places. It's already here. Europa, and GROK is reporting that on August 10th, around 9 a.m., a 22-year-old man with a knife was arrested in Hong Kong, of all places. There shouldn't even be anybody in Hong Kong doing this, but in Hong Kong, after chasing people and injuring them, included a security guard and a worker. So this man walking around with no shirt and just going after people with a knife. That's all he's doing for. In Hong Kong. Oh! He's chasing this female and stabbing her in the back with a knife. Poison report. And everybody afraid of all the men. There's a whole lot of men around. Not a whole lot. Look how the men running with their green vest on. Amazing, huh? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. And it's gonna get worse. According to Cultural Atlas, Islam is the official state. Religion of Bangladesh, Islam. And they are saying that this guy was from there, Bangladesh. And over there in Bangladesh, according to Cultural Atlas, 91% of the population is Islam. That's everybody and they mama if you're black. Everybody and they mama if you're black. Everybody and their mama if you're white. But 91% of the people over there are Islam. Remind me not to go over there. What the? That's everybody. And so the few that is not, what are they? I wonder, atheists, I guess? I thought that Allahu Akbar religion was a religion of peace. Allah's Masada, they say. Where's the peace in that, if this is true? The world gone crazy. Earth is not heaven. If you pay attention, you will see the dark, evil, spiritual cloud that covers the earth, and the darkness covers the earth. And it's amazing how it operates. That's why if you want light into this earth to wipe out the darkness, you got to become the light. God create light, which is love, through human beings. That's why you're here, to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. But no, you love the darkness of your own mind, and you love the darkness that covers the earth. You don't love the light. If you love the light, you'll be of the light. But you love the darkness. You love talking about the light. You love thinking about the light. And you pretend thinking about the light made you the light. It's all pretense. Fox News is reporting that a Costco employee in Washington allegedly rammed his car into a co-worker riding a motorcycle, killing him out of anger and jealousy. So I want to know, after seeing this, are you still going to believe that anger is good and that Jesus was angry? KOMO News.
I'm still trying to get my arms around the why.
A makeshift memorial marks the spot where 20-year-old Jonathan Langdon was reportedly run off the road by a coworker with fatal consequences. Issaquah police say 22-year-old Tyler Sorensen is responsible for Langdon's death, acting in a jealous rage after seeing Langdon hug a female coworker who Sorensen told police was his ex-girlfriend. Surveillance video shows Sorensen's vehicle hit Langdon's motorcycle on Lake Drive outside the Issaquah Costco where they all worked, sending him flying into a metal post. Langdon was later declared dead on scene.
As the officers are processing the scene, and after a period of time, the suspect came back. Tyler Sorensen, who's 22 years old from Renton, came back to the scene, made statements to the officers, which led to his arrest and eventually being charged with murder too.
Sorensen left the scene, but eventually his father brought him back to the area after he came home admitting he'd been involved in a crash. Court documents say Sorensen told police he only meant to spook Langdon after seeing him with the female coworker in the parking lot, saying, "While we were together, she always insisted Langdon was just a friend. So I got pretty, I don't know, panicked, riled up, just adrenaline."
Amazing. You still believe anger is righteous? There are blind, lost people who call anger righteous anger. I'm righteously mad. I have righteous anger, they say. Okay. Christ said, anyone who has anger is a murderer. You're evil. How do you think you mess up your kids? You're angry raising children, and the kids end up becoming like you. Where's the love in that? This guy, the officer, said, "I would like to know why." Anger and jealousy, according to this report. You cannot trust an angry person. I don't care who it is. Your blood family members, your parents, your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your so-called friend. And this guy said it was an ex-girlfriend, according to the report, and he was still jealous. And even if it was his wife or girlfriend, there's never, ever, but never, 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 ever, for no reason, any reason at all, for you to be angry. There's never a reason to get angry. There's never a reason. All angry people, it doesn't matter what religion you belong to, are evil and cannot be trusted. And you know this. Look at your own personal life. Look how many people have deceived you, got mad at you, or turned away from you when you didn't do what they wanted you to do or give them what they wanted. Family member, look how your own mama built an army against you when you go and forgive her. She doesn't say, you know what? Okay. Every blue moon you hear mothers say, "Well, you're right, I was wrong. I'm sorry." But mother's not, I can't believe you coming to me and talking about you hate me. You forgiving me for what? I ain't done nothing. I need to be forgiving you, she say. Or says. What a mess, huh? Drop your anger, folks, and be free. Drop your anger and be free. That's all you gotta do is forgive. The easiest thing to do, the most difficult thing for most people. They'd rather read the infallible Bible and talk about the Bible and call it, and they say that they have righteous anger.
than to forgive and have no anger. Emotions are evil. Emotions drive you to nothing but destruction. You say, I'm in love. I'm in love with Mary Jane. She is my main thing. Mary likes to play around. She likes to have a fun. You're in love with Mary Jane. And as soon as Mary Jane or John Doe doesn't do what you want them to do, I hate Mary Jane. She is not my main thing. You hate. And you call that love? Corey is the first time called out of North Carolina. Corey, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All this well. Happy Men's History Month, Corey.
Yes, sir. Likewise, likewise. So I just wanted to ask you. So ask. I've been having these these feelings of moving back to Los Angeles. And I just wanted to figure out how I can tell if it's biblical or meant to be or if it's I'm just in my head.
Oh. What do you mean by biblical? How can it be biblical to want to move back to somewhere?
Or if there's anything in the Bible actually saying that you should move. Because I'm from Raleigh, so this is my hometown. And
So you went back home.
Right.
What made you go back?
So I was thinking about raising a family and how it would maybe hard to do it in Los Angeles and prices and everything. And then I got back home and things are more expensive here as well because people are just moving and moving. So I'm like, man.
And do you have a family?
I don't have a family.
So why are you thinking about raising a family? Where to go to raise a family if you don't have a family?
I mean, I want a family.
But do you have one?
I do not.
So you made a decision on not even having a family.
Yeah, looking back, that wasn't the brightest thing.
And where did you get that idea from that? Oh, I need to move back to North Carolina because it's better to raise a family there than it is in Los Angeles. Well, you know, where did you get that from?
Honestly, I'm not sure.
Isn't it? You don't know where you got that idea from?
I'm not sure. No, sir.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
So what
What
told you to go back home and you don't even have a family? And may not ever get one. What told you that, Corey? You're listening to thoughts. You're listening to thoughts, and those thoughts were feeding you lies based on what you've been taught and based on the complaints of other people. And they said, well, I can't raise no family in L.A. I'm leaving. You believe the thoughts that lives in your imagination, and you did that based on thoughts. And then when you got back there, the thoughts laughed at you and said, what an idiot. Everything back here is expensive, too. Go back to L.A. You're listening to thoughts.
Yeah.
And there is no truth in thoughts at all.
Right.
Do you see that?
I do. I do see it now.
Especially right now you see it?
It so clearly. Yeah.
If you really, really, really pay attention to your entire life since being on Earth, you have never made a right decision about anything when listening to thoughts. You always have to go back and clean it up or do something or add to it or take it away. And you're not paying attention that those thoughts are evil and they're lying to you. There's no such thing as a true thought.
So when making decisions like that, how do I figure out if I'm listening to thoughts or not?
Because the thoughts are telling you, oh, Corey, now it's time to go back to L.A. because now you find out over here it's as expensive as it is in L.A. So now you got to go back to L.A. And then you come back to L.A. and they're going to say, well, you need to move to Georgia. You need to move to Florida. You got to have a family or you want this and everything's so expensive. While that is happening, you have food on your table. You have gas in your car. You're going and coming wherever you want to. but you're believing these lies that you need to move somewhere else or do something else.
Okay.
Why don't you stop listening to thoughts and see your way out of everything?
Okay.
No, that was a question.
Oh, yeah, no, I definitely can start doing that.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Yes, I have.
You went to her?
Yes, sir.
And what did you say? What was her response?
So I went to her and I just forgave her for, well, I told her, I know she did her best, but I forgave her for everything that that went on when I was growing up. And she kind of just, she started breaking down. She cried. Yeah, but I forgave her.
Right on. And how about your father?
Yeah, I did the same thing.
So are you doing the silent prayer?
That I am not.
And why not?
Sometimes I just wake up and just head out right to work. And, you know, just kind of slips my mind sometimes.
Are you black?
I am black.
You're lazy.
Oh, man.
It doesn't slip your mind to call that gal when you want to.
Oh, man. Jesse, don't do me like that.
That doesn't slip your mind.
You're right, Jesse. I got to get it right, man. I got to get it right.
Yeah, I really want to encourage you to only put that first, seeking what's right. Stay in the light. Always know where you are and what you're doing at all times. And I promise you, nothing will ever go wrong in your life and you will have a perfect life. I promise you that. But you got to stay in the light rather than going into your imagination, into thoughts.
Okay. Yes, sir.
You got to love God with all your heart, soul, and might. And you love him by staying present.
Yes, sir.
And so since you don't know exactly what to do right now, whether to move back or to stay, don't do anything until you see clearly what you want to do.
Okay.
Why do you
got to stay present?
Yeah, stay present. Do the silent prayer. And don't let evil talk to you out of in the morning time. Oh, it's too late. Oh, you can do it later. Or until you at night. Oh, you're too sleepy now. Oh, you're tired. I'm tired. Don't listen to the devil. The last thing devil want you to do is to be still. Because the devil knows salvation is stillness. And it doesn't want anyone to be still and know the truth.
Okay.
So commit to that. And since you don't know what you want to do right now about moving or staying, wait until continue to go to work, doing what you're doing, and just stay present. I promise you, man, you'll see what to do.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Why do you want a family?
So now that we've had this major revelation that I'm in my thoughts, I don't even know, Jesse.
See?
Oh, man. Yeah, no, I don't even know, Jesse.
Can you hold for a minute?
Yes, sir.
Hold on. Let me take a quick break. One more hour to go. The hate news, not the fake news, with the Anchor Baby. The Anchor Baby doing an amazing job for hate, and hate can appreciate it. And so do I and everyone in the whole wide world. I'll be right back to your phone calls and super chats. Back in a moment. Let's find a way to build a bridge across our foreign lands. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darnest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax.
An excellent second hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, but now a little bit of news before the third hour. It's hake news, not the fake news. If it ain't broke, don't need to fix it. All right, a little bit of news. Back to ICE briefly in Virginia, since we didn't get finished with that. A new video is circulating of an ICE agent pointing a gun at a Virginia woman during a tense confrontation in a Falls Church parking lot. On Monday afternoon, Carolina Molina, a 36-year-old U.S. citizen and licensed counselor, was dropping off business cards at an immigration law offices when she spotted ICE agents detaining two men. From her car, she yelled insults at the agents. Brave. Moments later, according to her dash cam and cell phone footage, agents boxed in her vehicle. A masked agent approached her open driver's window with his handgun drawn and pointed at her. "You almost ran us over," the agent can be heard saying. "Stop playing. I will arrest you." Molina denied the claim, saying, "I never tried to run you over. I'm a legal citizen." And notice she had dash cam video. The agents eventually left without arresting her. Molina says the videos show no attempt to harm the officers. The Department of Homeland Security, however, described her as an anti-ICE agitator who drove in circles around the agents and attempted to harm officers by weaponizing her vehicle in an effort to help being detained. The encounter has reignited debate over the tactics used in immigration enforcement operations. Molina was not charged and has shared the videos publicly. Officials have not released body camera footage from the agents involved. And that's the latest on that confrontation over there in Virginia. In related and slightly related news, the U.S. military is facing growing scrutiny over the detention of service members' family members by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. So many U.S. military members with, I guess, illegal wives, allegedly. An Associated Press investigation found that more than 50 spouses and parents of active duty troops have been detained by ICE since President Trump returned to office. At least 6 have been deported, and at least 8 remain in federal custody. For decades, bipartisan policy largely shielded the immediate relatives of service members from deportation, recognizing the unique sacrifices of military families. That long-standing norm has shifted under the current administration's immigration crackdown. Many of the detentions occurred while family members were trying to adjust their status through programs historically available to military relatives. Military has continued recruiting by highlighting immigration benefits for enlistees' families, creating what critics call a contradiction. I don't see it. DHS maintained that the military service alone does not exempt individuals from immigration laws. The full scope of the issue remains unclear. And a little mental health update for the sailors aboard the USS Abraham Lincoln who are facing a reported mental health crisis after more than 250 consecutive days at sea supporting U.S. operations in the war with Iran. The aircraft carrier with roughly 5,000 sailors and Marines left San Diego in November for what was planned as a standard deployment. It was redirected to the Middle East and has now been underway for a record stretch. Family members and some sailors describe exhaustion, low morale, and serious distress. Reports include multiple attempts by crew members to jump overboard, which were stopped by shipmates, as well as messages from sailors expressing hopelessness. About 200 family members brought these issues directly to Navy leaders, and lawmakers are now demanding answers about the strain on the crew. And in the Strait of Hormuz, it remains heavily restricted, far from normal commercial operations. Before the current war with Iran began, in late February, roughly 130 to 140 vessels passed through the strait daily, carrying about one-fifth of the world's oil and liquefied natural gas. Iran has repeatedly declared the strait closed unless the United States meets its conditions, including the release of frozen assets, an end to sanctions, and compensation. Renewed Iranian strikes on commercial vessels and U.S. retaliatory strikes caused this progress to collapse. The United States has reimposed a naval blockade on shipping to and from Iranian ports. President Trump has stated the United States controls the strait. And a little bit on Putin visiting some islands, spicing things up in the world, but enough of that. We got the third hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Bible Thumper 3.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and hi, y'all. It's Thursday and you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, a doozy, a como telly voo, a mamma mia, a si senor, a half-breed. Did Jesus desire mercy or sacrifice? Did Jesus desire mercy or sacrifice? An amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. And because we love the Bible Thumpers, Thursday is and will always be Bible Thumper Thursday.
Are you ready? I don't feel your faith. Are you ready?
Hallelujah. Amazing. Bible Thumper Thursday, 888-7753-773. I want to go back to first-time caller, Corey from North Carolina. And Corey moved back to Carolina from California because it was too expensive to raise a family in California. And he doesn't even have a family. And now he's wondering, should he move back to L.A.? Corey.
Yes, sir.
So you want a you don't have a family. There's no... You're not married, so there's no family anytime soon. Why do you want a family? How do you know you want one?
I guess just hearing those things, like it's you're getting older, you need, you know, just to settle down, have a family, have kids, have a wife.
Speak up a little bit.
Sorry.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah. So I guess just hearing those thoughts, people saying you're getting older, you need to have a family, have kids, settle down. I guess those thoughts just kind of stuck with me.
Yeah. And why did you believe them? Why have you examined those thoughts to see what you want, not what you've been suggested to want or have?
I think I have examined them, but it's just as if I guess everything else in my life isn't where I want it to be. So
I kind of go back to those thoughts and think maybe they're right. Maybe that would be that missing piece.
And have you ever met or heard of anyone who got married and started a family and they are happy?
They play like they're happy. I know that.
They're pretending behind closed doors. They hate one another.
Yeah. So honestly, no. Mm-mm.
Amazing. So how do you feel knowing that? Oh, you said that. So your life is not where you want to be. So when your life is not where you want to be, you go back to those thoughts of, well, maybe they're right. If I have a family, I will have my life would be where I want it to be, right?
Right.
And where's your life now that is not where you want it to be? Where do you want your life to be?
I guess I just want to solidify like a legacy, start living for someone other than me, you know?
You've been most of your life thinking about yourself, and now you want to spend the rest of your life thinking about somebody else?
Or at least living, giving my life another purpose other than just myself.
Why?
Honestly, I just thought that was the right way. I thought that was the right way of being.
Really?
Right.
And so I'm a little confused, but I'm trying to understand. I'm black and slow, as you know. So where's your life right now? And is it where you want it to be right now?
Right now, my life is, you know, I'm just going to work, doing what I have to do, doing what's in front of me. Nothing too exciting. And, you know, I thought about having a family and everything because I felt like that was the next step in my life that was going to bring me more purpose. And, you know, for a long-term purpose.
Well, it definitely will bring your wife that you'll hate the rest of your life, and she'll hate you, and you'll spend the rest of your life trying to please her, and then you'll make children with her, and then she'll take your children if you don't do what she wants you to do, and then now you got to try to go to court to get your children back. So you're right. You're going to have problems the rest of your life.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Why can't you be at total peace in this very moment having the life that you have? Why must you want anything other than what you have?
I'm not sure. I guess I just look at everything else, and I'm looking at what I don't have instead of focusing on what I do and just being at peace with that.
Right. And why don't you do that?
It's hard, Jesse.
Why?
I don't know. Those thoughts just keep creeping back. It's like, I don't want to be looked at as someone who's doing things wrong or it's just out of place or, you know what I mean?
What does that mean, looked at? What do you mean by that?
Like, they see, like, so I'm 32, and they see a 32-year-old man, no wife, no kids. You know, society kind of looks and be like, hey, what's wrong with this guy, you know?
So you want to put on this front for society?
Not necessarily, but yeah. But I don't want to put on a prop for him. You know, I don't.
Yes or no?
That. No, I don't. I don't.
If you got married and had children trying to put on this false image for society, they're going to hate you and say, you're not a good father. You're not a good husband. You left your wife or you did this or you don't make your wife happy. They're going to still judge you. Why do you give one iota of a thought about what others are thinking?
Honestly, I'm not sure. And I'm one of those people who say, I don't really care, but it's always that little thought in the back of my head that's saying, yeah, you actually do care. You know what I mean? I can't get rid of it.
And what would happen, though you don't know yet, but what would happen if you never thought ever again about your life or even what anyone else thought about your life? What do you think will happen?
I'll probably, for one, probably be more at peace.
Why don't you do that and find out?
Yeah, I'll definitely try that. Definitely. It's got to stay present, start doing the silent prayer.
And what do you mean by settle down? You're not settled down now?
Well, you know, like the, you know, the colloquialism, like settle down, have wife, kids, like in that sense. But I'm settled. I'm not like out here doing crazy, chaotic things.
Right.
Yeah. But,
and there's not one couple or family that settled down. They're all miserable.
Mm.
And what you may not realize is that you've been conditioned from the moment you popped out of your mama's womb. They started teaching you, oh, you got to get a good education. You got to get a job. You got to buy a house. You got to get married. You got to have children. You have, and your parents have taught you that. The schools have taught you that. The churches have taught you that. And the influences around you have taught you that. But what you don't realize, and you will when you start working on yourself, that you've been taught by darkness, and darkness can only teach darkness. It cannot teach light. And so the darkness inside of other people have taught you nothing but darkness. And then you live in your imagination, believe in the darkness, and your whole life is being based on the darkness instead of the light. And you're doing what everybody else is doing, and you will be as miserable or worse as everyone else is. Because lost people cannot tell you how to be found. Darkness cannot tell you where the light is.
That's true.
You've been lied to. You've been
set up.
I'm
starting to see that. I'm starting to see that, yeah.
You've been duped. And you should not want for anything, because when you want for something, you're going to go out looking for it, and it's going to always be the wrong thing. It's never going to work. You shouldn't want for anything, but just simply live now in the present and let the light, one step at a time, let the light push you to the next step. The light will come, and I promise you, man, it will help you, and it will add unto you exactly what you should have in life. And it'll be nothing like what the world taught you, the children of the lie taught you, including your parents.
Okay.
Miserable people only teach you how to be miserable. Dark people only teach you how to be in the darkness. I know so many people that I've counseled with and I'm dealing with every day, and they have gone to so many psychiatrists, psychologists, and counselors, Christian counselors and non-Christian, and they have never got help. All they got was bad advice. Oh, you need this drug, or you need to do this, or you need to do that. And they have never got any information that set them free. Because they're going to dark people, not only in their own mind, but they're going to other dark human beings who are lost, and they are asking for advice. And darkness cannot give you nothing but darkness.
Yeah. So whenever I'm, you know, being present, what would like a natural progression look like? Would it just be revealed to me? Would I automatically, instinctually know what to do next? Like, how does
you would be doing? You would do the next step without even thinking about it. It will happen through you. It will cause you to take the next step. You would never have to worry about what is the next thing, or what do I want? What should I do next? The light will push you, for the lack of better words, toward the next thing in life. You will never have to do a what if or anything, because the light will come, and it will cause you to be happy with this first step, and you'll be at total peace with the first step. And while being at total peace with the first step, the light will tell you, will push you toward the second step and the third step. And you would never have to even give it one iota of an effort or thought.
Okay.
But you got to live in the light and not in the darkness of your imagination and emotions and not in the dark ideas of other people.
Okay. I got you, Jesse.
Wish them well, but give them the finger. They're a Cherokee.
Okay. I got you, Jesse.
That makes sense?
No, it makes perfect sense, actually. Yeah.
So I highly recommend do what you want, but starting now, you stay present. Don't be in your head thinking about the past or the future, what you have or don't have, your ideas about things, what you want. Let all that go, and the Father who loved you in heaven will give you all on earth. You will be in control not only of your life on earth, but the entire planet. And I promise you that. And the other people around you, they won't know it, but you will. And you will live your life. It will be perfect. But you got to overcome the thoughts and emotions, all this other crap that you've been taught.
Yeah, I got to unlearn it first.
Yes. And you will if you stay in the light. The light will erase all of the darkness from your imagination, and it will give you only light. And that's what you will be. That's what you will live. You will be right and do right because you are right. It will happen naturally.
Yes, sir.
And I don't care what you've done or what has happened in your life or whatever. Forget about it. It's not now. It's over.
Okay.
Amazing, huh?
Very amazing. I really do appreciate you, Jesse.
And don't compare yourself to anyone. Don't want what anyone else has. Don't compare yourself to anyone. Don't be angry at others. Wish them well in your heart. Just wish them well. But you live you. You live your life.
Yes, sir.
Let me know any other questions before I run.
No, Jesse, I think you explained everything that I needed to hear. So that's it.
And the last thing, if you don't know right now if you want to go back to California or not, don't do anything until you will see clearly what to do.
Okay.
It will happen naturally.
Definitely. Yes, sir. I'll keep you updated on it.
All right, buddy. Amazing.
All right.
Bye now.
Bye.
Amazing. Let me go to Steve out of Florida. Steve, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, all they need is I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. Jesus is my friend of mine. Woo! Everybody!
I don't feel your faith. What? That's amazing, Steve. Bible Thumper Thursday.
That's all you need. Turn to Jesus or Satan is your daddy, like you say.
Jesus is the answer.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Have a good weekend coming up. God bless you.
You too. Thank you, Steve. Amazing. Baba Thumpa Thursday. Let me go to first time. Oh, he just dropped about a family. Who was that? Alan out of Michigan. You can call me back, Alan. Let me go to Jamal. Jamal, first time call out of Michigan. Jamal, you are on the air.
Hey, what's up, Jesse? How you doing?
All is well, Jamal. Happy Men's History Month.
Happy Men's History Month.
Thank you.
Hey, I just called in to say that I appreciate you, man.
Thank you. Amazing.
And I wanted to comment on your caller before the one you just took. We're similar age, and I am a person that does have a family. I just want to give some advice to him.
Oh, you're referring to Cora? Corey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Corey. Yeah. Yeah, my advice to him would be just be careful what you wish for. Like, having a family is a big responsibility, and he might not be ready for that.
Is that what happened to you?
No, that's not what happened to me. I appreciate my family. It's a blessing, the best thing in my life. I'm just saying, I do know a lot of people who are not ready for a family. And if you're having doubts and questioning, like, where you want to be in life, you're probably not there.
Oh, okay. Does your wife obey you?
Yes, sir.
And how many children you have?
I just have one.
Oh, Are you gonna make some more?
I plan on making more, and I did have a boy first.
Alpha male.
He black.
Real men make boys first. That's yes, amazing. Sir. Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
Yes, I have.
How did it go?
It went well. She was very receptive to the things that I basically told her. And I don't know, man. Like, life is a blessing, man.
Right on. Well, you stay with it, stay with it, and stay with it. It gets better.
Oh, yeah.
Is your wife working on herself?
Yes, she is working on herself, and she also forgave her mother.
Right on. Well, when both the man and the woman are working on themselves, you have a better chance. But if one is working on themselves, but the other one isn't, you're going to catch, whether it's the man working on himself and the woman's not, or the woman working on herself and the man is not, it's going to be hell to pay. But if both are working on themselves spiritually, it's going to be paradise on earth.
Yeah, and it truly is amazing, man. When we have conversations about things, and we always come to a conclusion where we're both satisfied. We both see eye to eye and level. And if there's anything that ever needs to discuss, we discuss it. We go through it and we solve it without anger.
That's love. What the?
What the?
Amazing, man. Well, I appreciate that advice for Corey. It sounds like he's starting to wake up. And I appreciate you stay with it, man.
Yeah, thank you, buddy. I appreciate you. Everything you've taught us through the internet and the radio, man.
Right on. I appreciate that. Thank you, Jamal.
Yeah, thank you. You take it easy.
All right. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to first-time caller, Alan. Out of Michigan. Alan, you are on the air.
Hey, how are you doing?
All is well, Alan. How are you?
I'm pretty good. You know, I've been watching your show for quite a while, and I've been really liking what I'm hearing. I just got a couple questions for you this morning.
Okay.
So, currently I'm living in Michigan, and I'm kind of in the Metro Detroit area, and I've been just looking online and seeing a couple things that I'm just really conflicted upon. What do you think about that Boy Lang? What do you think about that Boy Lang coming to Michigan? I don't know if I should stand with him or stand by him or
I don't know who that is. Down. I don't know who
okay.
that is.
Well, there's just some things
hold
that
on,
are going
minute.
Around
hold
about
on
the
minute,
survival
Adam.
Law.
Hold on, Adam. Hold on. Let me just find out what you're talking about. I thought he wanted to talk to me about starting a family. I don't know about no Boy Lang. Do I?
I'm wondering if he's talking about that guy you had on the Fallen State who we've seen get attacked out there a little bit. Jake Lang. But I don't know.
Oh. I was told that he wanted to talk to me about starting a family, but I don't know anything about no Boy Lang.
Well, you might want to ask because I don't want to assume, but.
Don't assume.
I think he means Jake Lang.
So in the meantime, let's do some super. Derek is talking to him. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Couple of super chats here. We do appreciate it. Fazul says, lazy. Do what's in front of you, and it all gets done.
Yes, absolutely. Without even thinking about it, even though the body is fighting against it, oh, you can fold the clothes later. And then just clothes, you put off folding the clothes that you just washed, and you look around, your couch is full of clothes. And then they say, oh, you can do it later. And then you finally do another wash. And then now the clothes are on the floor and on the bed and everywhere. You got to resist the body and do what's in front of you that needs to be done in spite of the body screaming. Amazing. Thank you.
I'm going to say B City. I'm just going to leave it at B.
Okay.
I think I can't say your full name. So, B City gifted the cookie and says, Mama said Nick needs a raise.
Mama said knock you out. Thank you. And he does. He need a raise. Will you give him one? Thank you. Thank you for the suggestion.
Faith in him says, no verse in the Bible claims infallibility, not one.
So where did that come from? That's, who's that?
Faith in him.
Faith in him.
09.
Faith, where did that come from that the Bible is infallible? And the people get mad. Then you're like, ticked. If you say, well, no, it's not. It's just a writing on a piece of paper. Where did that come from? Anybody knows? And really, I'm black and slow, and I have no problem admitting when I don't know something, and I have no idea where that came from, that the Bible is inflatable. I didn't even know what inflatable meant when I, until recently. Thank you. Where did that idea come from? It's not even in the Bible. What the? Thank you.
Stephanie with the super chat says, Jesus desired the will of his father. That might be a biblical question response.
He definitely, oh, did Jesus desire mercy or sacrifice? And they say what?
Desire that Jesus desired the will of his father.
Okay. Thank you.
Eric with a coffee says, you can't see the world until you stop trying to control it.
I rest my case. That's deep. Thank you.
And
that's
amazing. Riley with a super chat, no message, just a little guy saying, keep it up.
Thank you, Riley. Amazing.
Taylor with a super chat says, Jesse, are you going to hop on Grand Theft Auto 6 when it comes out in a couple of months?
It's a video. That's a new car?
It's a video game.
Oh, I don't know. Only if the Anchor Baby set it up, I mean, show me how to play it.
Everybody wants to see you on this one.
I'll see. Thank you for the invite.
You had a blast in GTA 5 when you were...
I did. That was fun.
...doing some just random violence.
That was fun.
You had the most fun doing just that. All right. And that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. Let me go quickly back to Alan, the first time I called out of Michigan. So, Alan, I just found out from Hake and my staff here that you're referring to Jake Lane that I had on the show?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to know.
What was your question about him?
So recently I'm starting a family up in here in Michigan, and I just want to know, I live kind of close to Dearborn. I'm wondering if I should take my family out of here or should I stand with the fella? I'm just kind of confused about the whole swarm of law thing.
Right. And what do you mean? Stand with him. Why would you want to stand with him and do what?
Just like on his takes on things and the shawarma law. Like, do you think it's a good setting to start a family? Or because I got two young ones, and I just want to put them in the best predicament possible.
Oh, you already have a family? I
do, but I was thinking, like, you know, coming putting out one more.
So you have wife and two children already?
I do, but they're pretty young.
And are you white?
I am.
Well, we need more than two white babies, man. What's wrong with you? We need a bunch of white babies. As far as you can do what you want, of course, but now that you're married, right?
I am married, yeah.
Now that you're married with children, you don't need to be involved. I wouldn't recommend you get involved with those type of things, because what would your family do if you are hurt, killed, or maimed in any kind of purpose? How would your family survive? And if you notice, those fights and rallies on both sides been going on for years, and nobody wins. It's just ego fighting ego. And, you know, I wouldn't recommend doing too well that you not get involved so you don't lose your life or hurt your body when you can't take care of your family. Because nobody's going to come and help you if you're not able to help your family.
Yeah, absolutely. I hear that. Amen, brother. I was also going to say, like, what's your take on that, though? Like,
Hold on for me. Let me take a quick break, all right? Hold on, Alan. Stretch off on Pure.net. Back in a moment.
I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. Jesse. Number one, no hate report again today. No hate report. And normally, for those who don't know, hate report is from 9 to 11, but hate is out. You probably won't see him anymore until Sunday, since tomorrow, Friday. I think he's resting up until Sunday. So no hate report. But the anchor babe is here. Right after the would have been hate report from 11 to 1, the American anchor babe is here. So tune in to the American anchor babe at 11 a.m. Pacific time. All right? And then I do personal shout outs. Whatever the shout out is, a birthday shout out to whomever you like, or even to yourself. Birthday shout outs, congratulations, weddings, anniversaries, whatever the issue is, encouragements. Shout outs. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Shout out. And then this tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. You're going to love it. I had an interesting discussion with Savannah Craven, and she's a proactivist.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I'm proud to be an American. I love being an American. These radical ideas that the left is pushing, they hate America, and they have no idea how good they have it.
A lot of the protesters, they're out there protesting, and they don't know why.
People want to feel included, and they're not pushed to think and answer things for themselves, because there's nothing in our laws written that you can't be black, that you can't be a woman, and you can't be gay, or all three of those things.
Very interesting. Tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, and the creek don't rise, at 11 a.m. Pacific time, and you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or Jesse Lee Peterson, peterson.locals.com. jesseleepeterson.locals.com. Amazing, huh? And Alan dropped again from Michigan. I want to, before I go to the next caller here, I want to show you again that darkness covers the earth and operates through human beings. And anyone who has anger, even just a little bit of anger, I owe the top of anger because anger is evil. And it is Bible Thump of Thursday. You and I and all human beings were created so that life, love can crush the earth. Love can be on this earth, not the darkness. And the light, which is love, will destroy the darkness. But most human beings, 99.999, they love the darkness. And they call the darkness Jesus. They call the darkness Jesus was angry. They love the darkness. And to even suggest to these people that darkness is evil. Resentment is evil. God is not an angry God. There's no anger in the Father. The spiritual Father is not like your heavenly, your earthly Father, and not like you. He has no anger. He only has love. And he never judges. He's never trying to make you go through a hard time to prove anything to you. That's the false God. Do what you want with that. And I know, or I can hear it already. Most people, I ain't letting you. You think I'm going to let my anger go? What will happen if they say? And that's what Satan put in their mind. Well, what about if this? What about if somebody slapped you? If somebody raped your children? Somebody did this? What if you go right into the darkness the very moment you go into what if? And you love the darkness. You love it. Isn't that amazing? That is amazing. I want to give it. And now they have this chat GPT thing going on. And a whole lot of people are into the chat GPT. It doesn't matter what they put in front of you. You just take it on. Okay. Without any concerns or question. And then you find yourself caught up. They put whatever they want in front of you. And you never even consider why. What is this all about? You just start using it. You start doing it. Just the same way you don't question your emotions, which are not your own. You don't question thoughts. You just call them. You just say Jesus was mad. Speaking of the chat GPT thing, CBS News is reporting. A Massachusetts teen is charged with killing his mother and brother. According to the story, this guy killed his mother and brother at their home on Tuesday. Prosecutor says he used a chat, and I repeat, and according to prosecutors, he used a chat GPT to search for ideas about killing his family before the attack. NBC News.
Tonight in Massachusetts, a teen charged with the murder of his mother and younger brother.
It is an incredibly dark day.
Investigators allege prior to the double homicide, the suspect, 17-year-old Arjund Aravind, had engaged in concerning online behavior.
Including using the internet and ChatGPT to make searches for theoretical ideas or fantasy stories regarding the killing of his family.
He was researching how to kill his family on the internet.
He was engaged in the use of ChatGPT in creating fantasy stories, and they seem to appear to relate to threats to his family not surviving.
Officials say police discovered the bodies of 45-year-old Sudha Venkatesan and 14-year-old Siddharth Aravind late yesterday inside their Acton home after Arjun's father called 911 for a wellness check, unable to reach his family. Sudha's body was found in the finished basement, Siddharth on the first floor. Authorities allege Arjun fled the scene driving his mother's Honda Accord and was arrested this morning in a parking lot, marking the end of a 12-hour overnight manhunt.
We are at the beginning of a very dark and long process.
Amazing, huh? Now when you gotta say if this is true, and according to the report, we gotta say about ChatGPT now. What?
What?
Oh, you shaking your head?
I said, because I got nothing. This doesn't change anything.
It doesn't?
Well, not about not anything, but that's a little bit overblown.
What do you mean?
To, like, focus on ChatGPT here.
So they said this guy.
The focus is his violent ideation, which he simply used ChatGPT to help him.
But if somebody else get hung up on ChatGPT, doesn't they run the risk of becoming the same way or even worse? Or do
not
they?
Not because of ChatGPT.
Why?
No, they were already like that.
Why you say that?
Because this person simply used ChatGPT. It's like if they didn't have ChatGPT, they would have just written it out themselves.
You think?
That's what they did with ChatGPT.
Who?
They were just fantasizing about. He was just fantasizing about killing his family. So he would have done that with or without ChatGPT.
Well, though we don't know for sure, it's just a report and allegedly, what was it on ChatGPT thing that would make him want to do that? What did the chat teach him something? Or
that's not what I got from the story.
What you got from it?
What I got was that he was an individual who had some issues with his family and internally. And was searching up stuff like you would on Google or on the internet. It's just this so happened to be ChatGPT. But it wasn't like a normal person just with no problems at all. And then one day he was just la-la-la on ChatGPT and was like, you know what, ChatGPT, I am going to kill my family. No, he was conversing with the AI, expanding on the fantasies he already had inside of him. That's what I got.
But if it wasn't, I'm asking, if, let's say, ChatGPT did not exist. Would it have taken longer for him to come up with those ideas, and maybe he would have had a change of mind?
I'll say that's possible. Sure, yeah, right. That's totally open. I wouldn't argue that.
Because the chat thing give you answers right away, right?
Right.
And you don't have time to rethink it.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Essentially, yeah. I can see that scenario you're painting. This individual almost supercharged in his fantasy, so to speak.
So should we get rid of ChatGPT or not?
No, that's not a reason to do that.
Do you use it?
Yeah, AI?
Yeah.
Yeah, I use it.
Why?
Like I use it like Google. Like I use it to search things up.
Why?
Because I need to search things up.
How were you searching things up before that?
With Google.
Well, why did you stay with Google?
I do.
No, you're on ChatGPT.
Not exclusively.
Oh, so you both?
Mm-hmm.
So why didn't you just stay with Google all the way since there was no chat before, you know, there was no chat thing beforehand, right?
Yeah, because it's pretty useful.
Oh. Okay. That guy, was he black? Or he looked like... He looked black, but he wasn't black because he had really good hair.
I can't even remember him right now.
He looked like he may have been black, maybe mixed with something, or maybe an Indian.
Oh, yeah, he was Indian, for sure, with those names. Arjun, I see him now again. Yeah, that was an Indian guy.
Oh.
I don't think he was black, if you ask me.
Oh, okay. What a mess. Chat, this man, according to the report, killed his family using ChatGPT, his mother and his brother. So Derek is telling me, LOL, AI, my producer, AI is not the problem. He is his spiritual state, mental health, and parents are to blame. You don't know all that, Derek. They didn't never mention his mental health or his parents. Well, they did. What the? Allegedly. One other quick thing before I go to your calls. So, I want you to know this stuff because I'm telling you all these things because I want to encourage you, if you want it, to really get to know yourself. Pay attention to what's happening inside of you because anyone, it doesn't matter, rich or poor, white or black, male or female, it doesn't matter what your education status is or not, anyone who has anger, you have the same mentality that this person has. You're no different. You are no different. And you may judge this guy. You're like, I would never kill my parents. How can he do that to his mother and brother, according to the story? I would never do that. But you're doing it already because you're judging him in your mind. Anyone who judge is a murderer. Anyone who make decisions is a murderer. Anyone who think they have a free will is a murderer. Anyone who think the Bible is inflammable and that Jesus has angry is a murderer. You're lost and can't see. And that's just reality. And if you can prove me wrong, you know what, Jesse? I'm going to prove you wrong. I'm going to get to know myself. I'm going to see what's going on in me. Prove me wrong. Oh, man, I can't believe it's time. NBC News, I really want to get at least one more story out to you because it's a mess. And it's only going to get worse. And so you can either live in your fears and suffer in this world, or you can come out of your fears and live in paradise right here in this world. No matter what's going on around you and it's happening through others, it wouldn't bother you at all because you will have peace. You live in paradise on earth. And it wouldn't matter what the politicians or anyone else does. I hear people all the time complain about the economy. Oh, the economy is so bad. The economy is, I can't buy a house. The economy, what about my children? And you're only bitching and complaining because you hear other people doing it. Because I ask them all the time, are you hungry? No. Do you have a roof over your head? Yes. Do you put gas in your car? Yes. Do you still go and come wherever you want to? Yes. Okay, so what are you bitching about? They don't realize that they're doing and acting like the world. They're just saying the same thing everybody else is saying and acting the way others are acting and don't appreciate what they have right in front of them. All their needs are met, and they're bitching. What a mess! I want to play this for you, then I get to your calls at 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. Jared said, economy is bad, LOL. So we can't do those things. Derek, there's nothing on earth you can't do. You're doing everything you want to. What the? my producer. He have food on his table. He drive a nice car. He put gas in his car. He does everything he want to do. And he going on with along with the loss that economy is so bad. What the? But anyway, NBC 10 is reporting. Doctors in Massachusetts will be able to exercise their judgment on ending pregnancies after 24 weeks under legislation signed into law by the governor there, a female by the name of Haley. I was looking at the last soundbite we were playing. They had a female up there talking, giving you that report while the man standing in the background. What a mess, huh? And it's not going to get better. This is that soundbite about the abortion 24 weeks after. NBC News 10.
Why today, one in three women sadly live in states with no access to abortion care.
Governor Maura Healey making it official Monday, signing the Prioritizing Patient Access to Care Act into law. Under the previous law, abortions after 24 weeks were only allowed under certain circumstances, including serious risks to the patient or certain fetal diagnosis. The new law removes those restrictions, allowing physicians to use their professional judgment when determining whether care can be provided.
Until now, those conversations have at times been on a clock, one that was arbitrary and not grounded in science. Now families can have the time and privacy that they deserve to make the decisions about their own bodies and their own pregnancies that everyone should fundamentally have the right to make.
See why women should not be in leadership roles? See what happens when they are not protected by men? They lose it. They make bad decisions because they listen to their thoughts and emotions. And then the world suffers. That's not logical at all. How many months is 24 months, Nick?
24.
No, I'm sorry, 24 weeks. Pregnancy.
4 months.
4 months?
Uh-huh. I mean, yeah.
Why are you looking sleepy?
Because I was thinking.
Oh, hi.
I was doing math in my head. It's like 5 months.
It's five. Derek told me 5.5 months.
Okay, there you go.
Kill the children. This is why I say over and over again, every adult has the life that they want. These women want to kill the babies in the womb because that's what they want. They have no love, so it's all about self. And so they want as much time as long they want to kill the man's children. That's not love. And they don't have the men there to stop them, and they suffer. Earth is not heaven, and man is not God. Now do you see that it's a spiritual battle? It's not about racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Allah Wabaism, Debbie Dadism, anti-Semitism, or white supremacism. It's not about isms. Never has been, never will be, ain't gonna be, and can't be. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Couple quick super chats. Thank you for that. We got Riley. Appreciate your super chat there. We got Nick LaBoy with a rumble rant.
Thank you, Riley. Amazing. Appreciate it, Riley.
Nick LaBoy with a rumble rant says, morning. On that vacay subject from earlier, right. I like vacations. My wife and I like to do a staycation. And we use that opportunity to fix things around the house, and we'll just go out locally to dinner.
What's a staycation?
I guess you stay.
On vacation?
I guess you don't travel. You go on vacation, but you don't travel. You stay at home.
But if you're going on a vacation, it's because people go on vacation because they cannot bear to stay at home. They don't have perfect peace at home.
Maybe Nick LaBoy has perfect peace with his wife at home.
Well, he said a staycation. He doesn't even want to come back, huh?
No, I think it's temporary. Staycation is temporary. So I'm assuming here, but I think I am assuming. I apologize, but
who is that?
This is Nick LaBoy.
Nick, you may be making a point, but I'm black and slow, and Anchor Baby is Anchor Baby, and we just can't get it. Well,
I'm just assuming that he works and then finds time for a staycation, but I don't know.
A staycation means he go on vacation and not come back?
He goes on vacation.
He doesn't come back home?
No, it just means he doesn't travel abroad. Like, he just stays at home. But he goes away from work.
Oh, so he does go away from work, but he just stay home and have peace at home, right?
I'm assuming.
You assuming.
I know, I shouldn't do that.
Right.
Let's go on.
Don't assume.
We got some gold pill winners on Scratch Off. Shout out Potleaf and others.
Thank you all.
Fazul with a super chat says, one with the Father is not thought or feeling. It's presence.
Amazing. Thank you.
And Steven from Netherlands has some coffees with a biblical question answer.
Did Jesus desire mercy or sacrifice?
He says sacrifice. God was already merciful by sending us Jesus. Now it's up to us to pick up our cross, take captive the thoughts, and stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Amazing. I put my two cents in on Sunday. Heard around the world. Thank you.
He says love y'all.
Love you back.
And I believe that is all for now.
Thank you.
Yep.
I appreciate it. For some reason, I don't hear that music. It's like way... I had to be like shut up completely.
Maybe your... Is your knob...
Hold on.
You don't hear that?
But it's like really low.
Your music knob?
My music knob, fine. Yeah, I heard all the other music.
Turn it up, Kurt.
Let me
see. No, don't touch it. Just let Kurt turn it up now.
Amazing. Thank you all so much. Darren said Kurt needs to turn it up. What the? Be white. Call it Rick and everybody. I'm out of time. No hate report today. The American Acre Baby at 11. And may not get another show from Haken until next week, if the Lord is willing. And the Creek Don't Rise, thank you for your support. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing. Take care, folks.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, But it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND.